December 9. There is always an open door.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Those who shall be overcomers are to be highly exalted before God and before his angels. Christ has promised that he will confess their names before his Father and before the holy angels of heaven. He has given us abundant promises to encourage us to be overcomers. The true witness has given us the assurance that he has set before us an open door, which no man can shut. Those who are seeking to be faithful to God may be denied many of the privileges of the world. Their way may be hedged up and their work hindered by the enemies of truth. But there is no power that can close the door of communication between God and their souls. The Christian himself may close this door by indulgence in sin or by rejection of heaven's light. He may turn away his ears from hearing the message of truth and in this way sever the connection between God and his soul. You may have ears and not hear. You may have eyes and not see the light, nor receive the illumination that God has provided for you. You may close the door to light as effectually as the Pharisees closed the door to Christ when he taught among them. They would not receive the light and knowledge he brought, because it did not come in the way they had expected it to come. Christ was the light of the world, and if they had received the light he graciously brought to them, it would have resulted in their salvation, but they rejected the Holy One of Israel. Christ said of them that they loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. He said, "Ye will not come to me that ye might have life." The way was open, but by their own course of action they closed the door and severed their connection with Christ. We may do the same by rejecting light and truth. Review and Herald, March 26, 1889.